And good morning and welcome everyone to Henderson, Minnesota and the Division II American Legion Baseball Tournament as we are set to get underway here with Piers and Dilworth squaring off in the very first game of this Division II State Tournament. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Graham and thanks for joining us this morning as they're going to go over grounds rules right away here and then we'll get started. Piers will be the home team. This is a 9-team state tournament field. It's not a true bracket situation. It is divided up into three different pools of three teams each. Piers will play today at 9, tomorrow at 9. They play Glenwood Lowry, which is basically Minnewaska area. And then depending on how they fare in those two games, they'll see if they get into a 4-team bracket later on tomorrow afternoon. The other teams in Piers's bracket here or pool are Dilworth and then Glenwood Lowry. In the B pool, you've got Watertown, Adrian, and Giant Valley, which if you're not sure, Giant Valley is Minnehaha Academy. And the C pool is St. Charles, the host team, Le Sueur Henderson, and Moose Lake. 9-run day. Matt Tauges is on the mound here, getting set to deliver his first pitch. As Piers, Rich Perry Post 341, is going to be underway very shortly here. Only game of the day here for Piers, a 9 o'clock game. Matt Cummett guns it down to second, and here we go. And leading off, Cole Turin will lead it off for Dilworth. White uniforms, black sleeves and letters, much like Dilworth Glendon Felton would be in high school. They are Dilworth. The dimensions here in Henn, 347 to center, so it's a short center. 321 to left, 309 to right, and a big row of trees in the outfield. So first pitch is in for a strike from Tauges, and we're underway this morning. 9:01, we're already behind schedule. One strike to the right-handed hitting Turanen. He taps that one foul, quickly 0-2. Matt Cummett behind the plate. Teddy Daler is at first base. Brett Kapsner at second. The shortstop is Lane Gertz. Aaron Weber at third. In left field, Noah Bozer. Colt Nyshens in center. Nick Harold in right. 0-2 to Turan. Swing and a foul. Pulling it, and it's 0-2. No Michael Meyer here. Caught this morning, I bet. I think he's fishing up on Leech. So 0-2 to Turan with Eric Watt on deck, and then Blake Kragness will bat third, and just low, good close pitch on a fastball from Matt Tauges, who won the district opener against Melrose up in Park Rapids. The 1-2 fastball, tapper left side, and in the hole, Gertz will knock it down, but he doesn't have a play. It's an infield hit to start the ball game. So Turan able to chop one in the hole. And now it is right fielder Eric Watt, a lefty, coming up to the plate. So a man on base for Dilworth up in the Fargo area. So Teddy Daler will hold with Watt at first base. As Tauges now gets ready to deal to the lefty Watt. We'll see if he's bunting. He squares, pops it up right to Cummett. Easy catch there for the catcher, Matt Cummett. And Watt fails to sacrifice the runner over. He ends up popping up to the catcher, and there's one gone for the shortstop, Blake Kragness. He was their quarterback for the Rebel football team that lost to Jackson County Central in the state quarterfinals. Also lost to Piers up in Brainerd in the state quarters. So one on, one out, and a breaking ball is in for a strike. On the mound this morning for Dilworth will be their pitcher. He's the on-deck batter, Keith Sealing. And he is one of those kids that has already got a year of college under his belt. And he's up at North Dakota State. High pop up to right. Nick Harold in the shade. He's got it. And a high towering right for out number two. So Harold able to go two steps to his right for the second out. And now it's the pitcher, Keith Sealing. Lefty up. So after the leadoff single, back-to-back pop-ups, one to the catcher, one to the right fielder. And now Sealing awaits the Taujas pitch. Instead, it's a turn throw, close but safe. Two-man umpiring crew. The 10 o'clock game over in Le Sueur is Watertown against Adrian. Opening ceremonies don't happen until 6 o'clock tonight. And there's a ground ball right side. Over to his left is Brett Kapsner. Flips to Daler, and that ends the inning. He jammed him, and Sealing taps out to the second baseman, Brett Kapsner. So no runs, one hit. That man is stranded at first base. We'll meet the Piers batting order in the bottom of the first coming up after this.
Great new changes are happening with Verizon. We want you to know about it. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Verizon has new plans for you with more data and more features. Now you can get carryover data, which allows you to carry over any unused data for 1 month. Plus, when you're on the XL plans or larger, use your minutes, texts, and data in Mexico and Canada for no additional charge. Stop in today and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Activation upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Phelan Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Phelan Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at Phelan-Meats.com, and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Phelan Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Phelan Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Phelan Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Welcome back to Henderson, Minnesota, Hilltop Field, where Piers sends up their shortstop, Lane Gertz, to lead off the bottom of the first inning against right-hander for Dilworth, Keith Sealing. A 7-0 record for Sealing this year, so he's their ace. And he delivers his first offering up high to the right-handed hitting Lane Gertz, with Matt Taujas due up next, and then Matt Cummett in the three spot, the 1-0 pitch. Comes in on the corner for a strike. Talking with assistant coach George Weber, he said that Sealing, he plays up at North Dakota State, but on a club team, not the NDSU team. So, curveball outside, 2-1. Right-handed hitting Lane Gertz. The catcher is Zeb Duckleth for Dilworth. Chased a high fastball, swing and a miss for Lane. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just underway. No score, Dilworth and Piers, Division II Legion State Tournament, first game. Low, Lane works it to a full count. So Duckleth catching at first base, Matt doubles. At second is Cole Turan, and there's a ground ball through the hole left side. Gertz singles to start the bottom of the first. He'll round and look, and it'll bring up the pitcher, Matt Taujas. So both teams' leadoff batters start the ball games with base hits. The left side of the infield for Dilworth consists of Blake Kragness at shortstop, and at third base is Gunnar Payne, who plays up on the grass, thinking possible bunt for Matt Taujas. from the set. Ceiling's ready and the pitch. Matt takes it upstairs. Ball one. For Dilworth in the outfield, Joe Weatherly in left, Taylor Irwin in center, Eric Watt in right. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed hitting Matt Taugis. And a fastball in for a strike to even the count 1-1. Matt Comet awaits his turn on deck. Piers, blue jerseys, white pants. Piers in red script across the chest, highlighted in yellow. And there goes Gertz. The pitch is outside. Throw to second is going to be in time. Gertz caught stealing, and there's one away. Good, solid throw from Zeb Ducklett, the catcher. And he had him by a good stride. So there's the first out of the first inning, and it clears the bases. And it's a 1-2 count to Matt Taugis, and he taps it foul. So now Matt will have to restart things here as he'll be swinging away. As Ceiling gets some help from his catcher, a very accurate throw right to the bag. There's a well-hit ball to left center. That ball is tracked and caught on the run. Nice running catch in left by Joe Weatherly. Not quite enough carry to get to the gap out there. And Weatherly raced over and hauled it in. Two down for Pierce catcher Matt Comet. So Matt now from the left side bats with the bases empty and two down as Ceiling gives up the hit, but then a caught stealing and a flyout. And Matt watches a fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Into the on-deck circle moves Aaron Weber. George Weber coaching at first. Head coach Dylan Pittman at the third base coaching box. Here's the one strike pitch. Off speed, roped foul. First base side, and Ceiling works ahead of Comet. No balls, two strikes. Piers is in the third base dugout. Dilworth in the first base dugout. Along the Minnesota River that runs through town here. High fastball, 1-2. Covered grandstand here, an open area pretty much everywhere else. We are located in a bleacher section just to the left of home plate with a bunch of rowdies. 2-2. Comet awaits. Here's Ceiling, off speed and high. Full count now to catcher Matt Comet. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. And here's the payoff. Fastball, Matt lifts it foul. That'll twist back and out of play and drop onto the grassy knoll where the second shooter would have been. 3-2. Gordy, you could have got a quarter for that, paid for a tenth of the mile of your trip. There's a ground ball to second. Dilworth will get out of the inning on the ground ball out. Comet grounds out to Turan, the second baseman. A single, but a caught stealing. No runs, a hit, nobody left. One inning in the state tournament here in Henderson. It's Division II State Legion Baseball on You Are There Sports.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
The Daily Grind, your hometown coffee shop, located on Graduations and wishes the Piers Pioneer Baseball team good luck at the state tournament. Stop and enjoy a hot cup of freshly ground coffee along with a muffin or donut from Pete and Joy's or a slice of delicious homemade pie from the Royal. Or for something cooler, try an iced tea or some homemade ice cream. And while you're there, browse the work available from local crafters. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to noon. The Daily Grind and the Pierce Pioneers, a winning combination.
Top of the second inning coming up here in Henderson with the top of the second featuring catcher Zeb Dukleth, the catcher to lead off for Dilworth. Brett Myers, the DH, up next, and then Taylor Irwin, the center fielder, and Matt Towges deals his first pitch, and it rides inside, ball one. That's the 10th pitch for Matt. Gave up an infield leadoff single in the first, but then got three outs to get out of the inning. No score, top of two. Dukleth, the right-handed hitting catcher, and again inside, and it's two balls, no strikes. One hit apiece here in Henderson. Matt Towges working with Matt Cummett. Again, a 3-0 count to the number five hitter for Dilworth. Taylor, Kapsner, Gertz, and Weber on the infield. 3-0 pitch. It's a strike, 3-1. Brett Myers, the DH here. They play high school rules here. Seven inning games. Here's the pitch, and it's low. It's a walk to start the inning. A little bit low to Dukleth. He'll go to first, bring up designated hitter Brett Myers. And they will courtesy run with Justin Hawk. Hawk running for Dukleth on the courtesy. So here's Myers, the DH. He hits for a third baseman, Gunnar Payne. Second inning in a row, Dilworth gets their leadoff man on. Daler holds. And the pitch is ground ball through the left side. Base hit, first and second, Dilworth. First pitch swinging, Myers sends it between Weber and Gertz. And Dilworth's got two aboard for their center fielder, Taylor Irwin. A walk and a single and a scoring chance for Dilworth in the second. Tomorrow, actually, Dilworth plays again today. They will play Glenwood Lowry at 1:30 over in Le Sueur. Piers does not play again today. They'll be back at it tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Le Sueur. They'll take on Glenwood Lowry. So two on and nobody out as Taylor Irwin, the number seven hitting, right-handed hitting center fielder for Dilworth. Likely bunt here as Daler thinking about it, and Towges squared and turned, but nobody covering the bag, so he just holds it. Weber playing near the bag at third with a man at second. Gertz trying to hold that courtesy runner closer. Here's the first pitch, and it's bunted in the air. Daler there in foul territory for the catch. And Dilworth, for the second time in a sacrifice situation, has bunted one in the air foul for an out. Daler was playing in and had an easy play in foul territory. So that's an out for left fielder now, Joe Weatherly. Number eight hitting left fielder. Now a ground ball gets Piers off the field. It's a big out right there. Towges ready, pickoff play to second. Gertz snaps in behind him and almost got him. They almost picked off Hauk, the courtesy runner, as Gertz flashed in from his shortstop spot. And now Weatherly looking down to third for the sign. As Matt Towges, without a pitch count yet. And now Dylan was coming out to the mound, got as far as the third baseline, and then Matt waved him off. I think he was bringing something out to help Matt clean off the cleats a little bit. So now we're ready to go, and Weatherly swings and fouls straight back. 0-1. He's a right-handed hitter. The runner at second is Hauk, courtesy running for Dukleth, who walked. And then Brett Myers at first base, he singled into left. First and second now with one out. The one strike pitch. Hanging breaking ball for a ball, 1-0. On deck would be the first baseman, number 9 hitter, Matt Doubles. Or Doubles. D-U-B-B-E-L-S. Matt Tauge is ready. And Joe Weatherly awaits. Fastball just a little bit low. Matt Clement tried to frame it, but it was low. 2-1. Piers and Dilworth in the first game of the state tournament in Division 2. Runners take their leads. Daler's playing behind the runner at first, and Matt is high. And now he's behind 3-1 to the 8 hitter. Got to locate here or fill the bases. 3 balls and a strike. See if Weatherly gets something in his zone. And the 3-1 pitch is low, and the bases are loaded. Second walk of the inning. Tauge is able to, Comet able to block that one, prevent a wild pitch. But the walk loads the bases for first baseman Matt Doubles. So number 9 batter now. Still a potential double play at any base now for the Piers Legion team as Dilworth has a runner at third for the first time. And Tauge just throws a first pitch that's fouled off the mask of the umpire. And that knocked it to the ground. 0-1. Comet checks to make sure the man behind the plate is all right. And Matt will take a couple of steps out in front of home, let the man in black collect himself. 1 strike to Doubles. Top of the order, Cole Turan on deck. No score. We're in the top of the second here in Henderson this morning. The 1 strike pitch to Doubles. Snapped a curveball across for a strike. Taking it was Doubles, and it's 0-2. Wind is across left to right here in Henderson. We're on top of the hill here in town. You really come down into a valley to enter Henderson. There's another pitch. Swung on and missed that same breaking ball. A strikeout for out number 2. And that brings up the top of the order. Second baseman Cole Turan, who reached on an infield single to shortstop to start the ball game. You come down into a valley, and then you head back up a hill to get to the ballpark here. So bases filled with 2 outs, and Matt missed inside with that curveball, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. Colton Eichen straight away in center. Noah Bozer's in left. Nick Harold in right. Here's the pitch on 1-0. It's a knee-high but outside fastball, 2-0. On deck, Eric Watt, the right fielder. Best chance here for Dilworth so far. We're very early in this game, but state tournament. As the 2-0 fastball right there for a strike, 2-1 to Turan. Both these teams obviously very high-quality teams to get here, and both had outstanding high school seasons. There's a high chopper up the middle. Gertz fields on the grass, throws to Daler, and they get out of the jam. In front of the second base bag, Lane Gertz with the play, throws to Daler, and Dilworth strands the bases full. No runs, 1 hit, 3 left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Dilworth nothing, Piers nothing. Piers will send up Aaron Weber, Noah Bozer, and Brett Kapsner.
Let me tell you who we are.
Find Your Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Aaron Weber leading off the second inning just missed stroking an extra base hit down the right field line. It's a one ball, two strike count to Weber, leading off the second in a scoreless game against Dilworth. Curveball well outside from right-hander Keith Sealing of Dilworth. Gave up a leadoff hit to Gertz, but Gertz thrown out trying to steal, so he faced the minimum three. As the pitch is hit to second, Teron up with it, pats the glove, throws to doubles, and Weber is out on a 4-3 scoring play. One out to start the bottom of the second. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Noah Bozer. So Noah positioned in left to save a little bit of mileage on him with still a gimpy ankle there. They've got Eichens in center. And Noah takes a first pitch off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Nice ballpark here in Henderson. The 1-0 pitch to Noah. And he pulls one to second again, and he's an out. Back-to-back groundouts, three consecutive ground balls out to second. The last out of the first was a bouncer to second, and now the first two men have gone that way as well here. And it brings up Pierce second baseman, Brett Kapsner. See if Brett can start something here. Colton Eichens will move on deck. We're in the bottom of the second. In the state tournament, Dilworth and Pierce and Sealing upstairs for a ball. Here is the pitch. And Brett knocks it foul into the parking lot behind the first base dugout. And that evens the count at a ball and a strike. They had the banquet last night for the state Legion tournament teams. The MC was none other than Emmett Keenan. There's a ground ball to short, knocked down and booted, and captures aboard on the Cragness error. Pretty routine ground ball that just ate up Blake Cragness, the Dilworth shortstop, and Brett Kapsner is aboard for the center fielder, Colton Eichens. Emmett Keenan is the St. Cloud Cathedral Activities Director, and he's a native of this area, so he's doing the public address announcing over in Le Sueur. And he was the MC last night at the banquet. Guys are staying at Gustavus Adolphus College in the dorms. Pitch is high for a ball. That's about, what did Sandy tell me? 15 miles away? One ball, no strikes. Colton batting seventh and playing center today. And the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Sealing with a fastball, and it's a ball and a strike to Colton Eichens. Teddy Daler on deck. Scoreless. Dilworth two hits, Piers with one. Dilworth just committed the game's first and only error. Here's the pitch. Fouled away down towards the batting cage, which is situated behind the right field corner. Out of play, onto the top of the net, and it's a ball and two strikes. Dilworth filled the bases but came up empty in the top half of this inning. They had the bases loaded with one out and couldn't get anything across as Towja's got a big strikeout and a ground out. Here's the two-strike pitch to Colton. Sealing left that one high. Kapsner draws a throw to first, but he's back in safely. 2-2. We saw the arm of catcher Zeb Dukleth. In the first inning, he threw out Lane Gertz trying to steal. 2-2 to Colton Nations. Some of the next game's teams starting to filter into the ballpark here as Sealing comes set and the 2-2 breaking ball left outside. 3-2. He has not located that breaking ball yet. Well, the majority of his strikes have been on fastballs. When he throws a breaking ball, it's been pretty well out of the strike zone. 3-2 to Eichens. Kapsner will leave on the pitch. There he goes. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count will remain 3-2. And that's off the roof of a black Buick Lucerne there. Very softly hit, likely no damage done. It was on two hops. Ball four, good take by Eichens, just low. And Piers will get Kapsner to second, Eichens to first, and a chance for Teddy Daler, the first baseman. Batting eighth and playing first, so Piers trying to take advantage of that two-out fielding error, two men on for Daler. Here's the set by Sealing. Teddy watches one in for a strike, fastball, 0-1. I would say Matt maybe he's got a few miles an hour on the radar gun more than Sealing. Not a whole lot, but pretty equal. There's a good breaking ball, and Teddy swings and misses. It's 0-2. And Teddy's vulnerable to those pitches. Low and away breaking balls, and we'll see what Sealing offers him here. Nick Harold would hit next. Here's the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball, and Teddy got a piece of that. Knocked it foul off the catcher, Duklath. So it's still 0-2. Kapsner at second, Eichens at first with two outs. Weber and Bozer both grounded out to second to begin the inning, but now Piers with two men on an error and a walk. Two strikes to Teddy. Keith Sealing is ready and delivers. The two-strike fastball is high above the shoulders of Theodore. 1-2. He's batting eighth today. Middle infielders, Tehran trying to hold Kapsner closer to the bag. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, and again, Teddy got a piece. Battling. One ball, two strikes. 347, certainly a dead center in Teddy's range. I still maintain the hardest hit ball I saw all year for the Piers High School team was Teddy's triple to the warning track in Painesville into about a 30-mile-an-hour wind. Here's the two-strike offering high. 2-2. Kapsner and Eichens getting their leads. No score. We're in the bottom of the second state tournament in Henderson. Here's the 2-2. Teddy watched low at the knees. Strike three is called.
We'll take that too.
We need that.
A called third strike ends the inning. Piers no runs, no hits. There was one Dilworth error. Piers strands two, and after two, it's Dilworth nothing, Piers nothing. It's the state Division II Legion Tournament right here on You Are There Sports.
When you're hungry in the Piers area, be sure to stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. The Brickyard has a delicious full menu available every day, but also great specials throughout the week. On Tuesdays, it's Taco Tuesday. $1 for soft or hard shell, or $2 for deep fried. On Wednesdays, a one-topping pizza is just $5. Thursday's special is all-you-can-eat spaghetti or just wing it. Scrumptious wings with 8 amazing sauces to choose from. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat broasted chicken with mashed potato and coleslaw for $7.95. Or ribs with a choice of potato and salad for $10.95, or do both chicken and ribs for $12.95. And with warmer temperatures, the Brickyard's patio is open. The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you
back to Henderson, and on the first pitch of the third inning, a fly to left off the bat of Eric Watt of Dilworth. He is their right fielder, and Bozer near the line makes the catch, and there's one quick out, and now Dilworth shortstop Blake Kragness hit a towering fly ball to Nick Harold in right field in the first inning. No score, we're underway, top of the third in Henderson. And that pitch ricochets off home plate for a ball, 1-0. Number three batter is the shortstop, Blake Kragness. One ball, no strikes. That was the 30th pitch. And now number 31 is inside for ball two. Keith Sealing on deck. Dilworth leading the bases full. Last inning, they've stranded four in the game. One out and the 2-0 fastball, high and tight, 3-0. Matt has walked two, struck out one. Two of the three men stranded last inning were free passes issued by Tauges. He's behind here, 3-0 to Kragness. And ball four is ruled inside. A four-pitch walk puts a man on with one out for the pitcher, Keith Sealing, a lefty. Grounded out to second baseman Brett Kapsner to end the first inning. So, third inning in a row, Dilworth gets at least one man aboard. They started the ball game with an infield single but didn't get anything other than that as Matt got the next three outs and left the bases full last inning. Now they get a one-out runner here. Kragness, sizable lead, and the pitch is low. One ball, no strikes. Kragness is about as tall as Teddy, so, I mean, he's a big guy out there at first. One ball, no strikes, and there's a ground ball to Teddy. He'll take it to the bag, touch, throw to second, the tag. He got him! Double play! And the inning is over. Gertz able to put the tag on. It was a required tag because Daler touched first base first and then rifled it to Gertz, the shortstop, and they get Kragness sliding into the bag. On a 3-3-6 inning-ending double play, nicely turned by Daler to Lane Gertz. We'll go to the bottom of the third. It'll be Nick Harold, Lane Gertz, and Matt Tauges due up.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Phelan Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Phelan Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at phelan-meats.com and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Phelan Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Phelan Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Phelan Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street.
And don't forget, tomorrow and all weekend long, you can stop by the store, I guess you'd call it, at Piers Legion Park Region 8C Tournament. Mitch and Brenda will have Region 8C apparel available. That gets underway at 11 tomorrow. Here's Nick Carroll to lead off, the bottom of the third, and he takes a sealing pitch in for a strike. Mitch informs me they're doing sweatshirts this year, too, for Region 8 apparel, so some chilly nights, we might be a nice addition to the wardrobe. There's a curveball across. Quickly 0-2 to Nick Harold. 42 pitches now for the right-hander, Keith Sealing. He's allowed no runs on one hit. Elaine Gertz leadoff single in the first. Fastball high above the shoulders of Harold, 1-2. Gertz and Tauges do up here in the bottom of the third. The two-strike pitch, swing and a tapper. Shortstop Kragness charges. And throws, pulled him off the bag, safe at first. That'll be a throwing error on the shortstop, Kragness. And the leadoff man is on base. It was a slow tapper to shortstop with the shortstop Craigness charging, fielding it right at the edge of the grass, and his throw was to the outfield side, and Harold hustles down the line. Doubles holds him on, and now the top of the order, Lane Gertz will bat. Second, Dilworth error. Here's the first pitch. Lane showed bunt, and he takes it, I believe, for a strike. No, ball outside. Gertz with a leadoff single in the game in the bottom of the first, and then was thrown out trying to steal. So sealing from the set. Here's the delivery to Gertz, and there's a strike. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. No score. We're in the bottom of the third already. State tournament action here between Dilworth and Pierce in the Division II. There are two divisions in Legion ball. Little Falls playing this morning against Crete and Durham Hall in the Division I field. There's a line drive to center, and it is caught on a line. And now Harold has to hustle back and dive back in. Right on the button, but Taylor Irwin to his left. And a line drive out. So Nick, who had gotten about halfway, had to hustle back on the throw from center. One out, one on. Here's the pitcher, Matt Taugis. That was a rope. And Irwin got there. Nice running catch by the center fielder. Inside, saved there by Duklet, the catcher. 1-0, Matt flew out to left in the first inning. Harold gets his lead front foot now. Another extra half step, another one. Ceiling pauses, checks him. Ground ball right side, Turan. Backhand to second, Craigness, no turn. Safe at first without a throw, and it's a fielder's choice. 4-6, they're keeping Dilworth second baseman Cole Turan busy this morning.
Now batting against the number 24, Matt Cummins.
That is the fourth ground ball hit to the Dilworth second baseman. And he's fielded them all flawlessly. So with two outs and a man aboard at first, here's the catcher, Matt Cummett. Matt bounced out to the second baseman to end the first. And now Tauges replaces Harold on the base paths, and Matt watches a strike. 0-1, Weber would hit next. Line drive to center and a force out here after the error to start the inning. Here's Keith Sealing, a right-hander. Changes speeds, and it's roped fair over the bag. To third will go Tauges. Cummett stumbles around the first base bag, so he has to hold up, and Matt will go first to third. That's Tauges to third. Cummett, not sure if Cummett would have been wise to try and stretch that anyway, as hustling in to play it on the line was right fielder Eric Watt. And now Johnny Casper will run for Cummett.
Number 11, Ryan Casper.
Johnny Casper, courtesy running at first base. So first and third, and it's the first time that Pierce has a man at third base. It comes with two outs for Aaron Weber. Weber bounced out to second, leading off the second inning. Tauges at third, Casper at first. See if the Piers Legion team has a play on here with a delayed steal or not, or let Aaron just straight hit away, and he takes ball one outside.
All five, hit him in.
Weber would be followed by Noah Bozer. So Casper running for Cummett at first. Doubles holding with Johnny. And there goes Johnny. Pitches inside. Throw to second is cut off. Here's the throw to the plate. They don't get a throw off. Turan couldn't get the throw away. And scoring, Tauges, it's 1-0. They guessed right. They had the second baseman, Cole Turan, coming in and accepting the throw behind the mound, but he just never got a clean handle on it. Casper goes into second. Tauges scores, and it's 1-0. And the pitch to Weber sails high. So Pierce up 1-0 now in the bottom of the third on Dilworth. And it's a 3-0 count to Weber. Ceiling sets, checks Johnny, and got one at the belt for a strike. 3-1. A hit scores Casper here as he runs exceptionally well. With two outs, he'll be running on contact. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Casper's going to be waved around. The throw is up and cut off, and it's a two-out RBI single for Weber to make it 2-0. Right back over the bag at second. And during the break, somebody mentioned that Piers would score this inning. I think it was Tom Oddie predicted that Piers would get on the board here in this inning. Here's Bolzer now, a ground out to second. So a couple of two-out runs here for Piers in the home half of the third. And a strike is called, 0-1 to Noah. Kapsner moves on deck. These are unearned runs. That pitch is a fastball that misses high. Nick Harrell reached on an error. Then Lane Gertz lined out. Then a ground out to second. It should have been a 1-2-3 inning. Instead, Piers has struck for two. Breaking ball hooked foul past George Weber in the first base coaching box. Right up against the Dilworth fence line past first where their fans have gathered and brought the lawn chairs out. 1-2. Weber at first. Two outs, two in. And the pitch to Bolzer, he left that high. Two balls, two strikes. So Kummet singles over the first base bag. Courtesy run for by Casper. Piers executes a double steal to get Tauges home, and then Weber drives in Casper. And Noah, ground ball to second. Taran to Hopper. And again, it's a ground out to end the inning. But Piers gets two on a couple of hits. An error proves costly, and there was one man left. And at the end of three now in the state tournament, it's Piers 2, Dilworth nothing.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. A to Z Tree Care supports the Piers Pioneers. A to Z Tree Care services the central Minnesota and metro area with the best overall tree care possible. A to Z Tree Care has a certified arborist on staff. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're fully licensed, insured, and bonded. When storms hit, A to Z Tree Care has 24-hour emergency storm damage services. Get the job done right in a safe and precise manner. Contact them at 612-229-4478 for tree removal, trimming, pruning, placement, and planting. All services provided by A to Z Tree Care, saying go Pioneers.
Back to Henderson and the Division II Legion State Tournament. Piers 2, Dilworth nothing. Top of the fourth, Dilworth sends up their catcher, Zeb Dukleth. He walked to begin the second as Piers gets two in the bottom of the third to score first today. And the first pitch is ripped foul down the line and left, out of play for a long strike. 0-1 to Dukleth. Brett Myers and then Taylor Irwin do up here. 5, 6, and 7 in the Dilworth order. Matt now, that was his 36th pitch. And a knee-high fastball moved off the plate by a hair, 1-1.
Nice pitch, how about you?
One strikeout, three walks for Tauges. He's allowed two hits. Curveball, again a foul ball onto the road down the foul territory. The road coming into the park is down, coming in from the left field corner. 1-2, Tauges works ahead of Dukleth. And he throws one inside that almost got him. 2-2. There's a hay rack going by, Rick. 2-2 pitch. Tap or foul up the third baseline. Come down on 15 to Hutchinson, down through Brownton, and hook a left, and down in Henderson here. 2-2 pitch. Tap foul again. Got his arms out on that ball, just on the outside part of the plate, and made contact, keeping his at-bat alive. Down through Gaylord and Arlington. A lot of beautiful ballparks down in this neck of the woods. Another foul ball. That was an elevated fastball that Duklas couldn't get on top of and knocks it back and out of play over the grandstand. It's 2-2, still the count to Zeb Duklas. Pierce 2, Dilworth nothing, top of the fourth. Nobody out, nobody on. Ground ball slowly hit to short through the long grass. Gertz up and he is out at first. And one out. A head first dive by Duklas. Nick Punto would be proud of the effort. One out on the grounder as Tauges wins that battle after three foul balls after two strikes. So an eight pitch at bat resulting in the first out. And here's Myers, who singled the left on the first pitch he saw. In the second, takes ball one. He's the DH for Dilworth, batting for third baseman Gunnar Payne. One out. Second inning in a row. Matt has gotten the leadoff. Soft pop up behind second, and it drops in the grass. A little flare into center. The middle infielders converge. Neither got to it as Kapsner and Gertz cross paths. But Myers is 2-for-2. Just made it onto the center field grass. And the other cousin played it in. Colton Eichens. So with one out, a man is on base on the third hit of the game for Dilworth. And here's Taylor Irwin, the center fielder, popped up on a sacrifice bunt try to Daler in foul territory in the second. He grounds this one, a possible two, to Kapsner for one, to Daler for two. No, just legging it out was Taylor Irwin. They get the force on a Gertz to Kapsner play.
Now batting for left fielder number five.
So Irwin at first with two outs, and it brings up the left fielder, Joe Weatherly, who walked in the second. Wait. The grass is really slowing the ball down through the infield here this morning. Here's the pitch, and it's off speed. And he had Weatherly bailing out as it came a little inside. Ball one to the Dilworth left fielder. One on and two outs here in the inning. Pierce 2, Dilworth 0. Popped up and back and out of play. To the left of home. And it's now a one ball, one strike count. On deck would be Matt Doubles. Ground ball through the grass again. It's to Gertz. He's up with it. Throws and able to put the tag on is Daler as the throw drew him off the bag to the home plate side. So Daler with the sweep tag on the back of Weatherly as he ran by in time. And again, that ball really lost a lot of velocity going through the grass, but just in time. No runs on one Dilworth hit and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth here in Henderson. Piers will look to add to a 2-0 lead over Dilworth, and they'll try it with Brett Kapsner, Colton Eichens, and Teddy Daler due up.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
We are back. We are in Henderson. And we are happy. Piers is up 2-0 on Dilworth. As Brett Kapsner leads off the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss there, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count. It'll be Kapsner, Eichens, Daler. Brett reached on a two-out error in the second inning, was stranded at second. Popped up right side of the infield. The pitcher will take it between the mound and first and ceiling. Gloves it for the out. Kapsner retired. One gone in the fourth. Piers, two runs, three hits, no errors. They've left three on base. Dilworth, no runs, three hits, two errors with five left on, including bases loaded with one out in the second inning, which right now is pivotal to this game. Piers came back after that and got two in the third to grab the lead. Here's the pitch to Colton Eichens. And he takes outside. Colton walked in the second, the only walk Sealing has allowed. Daler on deck. Sealing, fastball. Colton took a good hack and knocked it straight back. He was on that pitch. 1-1 to Colton Eichens. Straight away in the outfield for Dilworth. Again, it's just 347 to center. Ground ball up the middle, Kragness near the bag. The shortstop gathers and throws, and Colton is out. Two up, two down, and Daler strides to the plate. The 347 is necessitated because that big row of oak trees out there, you're not going to cut those down and get any more depth. Strikeout for Teddy, his first time up, and he takes strike one here from Sealing in the fourth. 0-1 with Harold in the on-deck circle. Chased a high fastball, swing and a miss, 0-2. Piers 2, Dilworth nothing, two outs, bases empty in the bottom of the fourth, scheduled for 7 in Henderson, Minnesota. Strike three right there. Sealing has his best inning, a 1-2-3, bottom of the fourth, and it takes us into the fifth. It's Piers leading Dilworth 2-0 at the state tournament.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to congratulate the Piers spring sports teams on a successful year. The continuously improving girls and boys golf teams, the strong season by the boys track team, the girls track team competing in the state true team event, the softball team's strong finish, one game from the state tournament. And of course, the baseball team's state tournament appearance. Remember, for all of your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Need a new TV? Then check out our sizzling summer sale going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. We have hot prices on all of the current models, plus we're blowing out last year's models. Not only do we have a full line of LG TVs and accessories, we are also the place to go for professional delivery and custom installation of not only your TV, but also speakers, sound systems, and more. Why go through the headache of trying to hang your TV and run the wires yourself when we can take care of all of that for you? Check out all we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local LG TV retailer.
Welcome back to Henderson, where Piers leads Dilworth 2-0. We're going to the top of the fifth. It's the Division II American Legion State Baseball Tournament on You Are There Sports. Number 9 hitter, first baseman Matt Doubles to lead it off. He struck out against Matt Tauges in the second. 9-1-2 in the Dilworth order. And here's the Tauges first pitch, rifled foul into the screen. It's 0-1. That was Tauges' 50th pitch. And there's a ground ball to short. Lane to Daler. And he applies the tag for the out. Second straight time. Same play that ended the fourth, starts the fifth. A ground ball to short, throw to the home plate side. Teddy off the bag, able to apply the tag. One out, top of the order, the second baseman, Cole Turan. Infield single to the hole at short, started the ball game, and then he bounced out to Gertz to end the second inning. 1-for-2 in the game. Dilworth with three base hits, including this guy, Turan, in the first. Takes inside, ball one. One strikeout, three walks so far for Matt Tauges through 4 1/3. Fouled away. Big uppercut swing by Turan, and it's 1-1. Eric Watt due up next. I'm trying to nail down my sources that are reporting to me this morning that Eduardo Nunez lost his helmet on the way to the airport to San Francisco last night. Not confirmed. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball just inside. 2-1. One out, ground ball to short, begins the fifth. Fastball hit in the air to left. Boser looks like he's got room, and he's there. Noah with the catch in relatively deep left field. And Noah not running well. You could tell that it was a struggle to get back on that ball, but he got there and kind of hobbled to the catch. But he made the play, and there are two down, and it brings up the right fielder, Eric Watt. He has fouled out to the catcher on a bunt attempt and flown out to the left fielder, Boser, near the left field line. First pitch zips in for a strike, and it's 0-1 to the lefty, Eric Watt. Pierce 2, Dilworth nothing, two outs, top of the fifth. Pierce, the home team, changes speeds, and it's rolled to the right side of the mound. Got by Tauges, but they say foul ball off the hitter. Foul ball, and it's 0-2. Must have got a piece of the foot of Eric Watt. He never left the batter's box, and the home plate ump immediately said dead ball. Blake Kragness, the shortstop, would hit next as Tauges tries for his first 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2. Fastball bends him back, 1-2. Matt did face the minimum three hitters in the third, a fly to left, a walk, and then a double play, Daler to Gertz. But not a clean 1-2-3 inning. Now the two-strike pitch again. Just low, and Tauges had headed off the hill, thinking he had strike three, but it's a two-ball, two-strike count. That's kind of the same pitch that Teddy got called out on, a little bit lower. And a good take there by Eric Watt with two strikes. So the count is even at 2-2. Tries another fastball, and Boser to left. And that will get in and caught by Boser. Noah able to close on that one. And he's got two of the three putouts in the inning. It's a three-up, three-down inning here in the fifth. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth with Piers maintaining their 2-0 lead over Dilworth. And the scoring rally that began in the third starts in the same spot in the fifth. Harold, Gertz, and Tauges are due up for Piers. They lead Dilworth here in Henderson this morning. It's 2-0.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to congratulate the Piers spring sports teams on a successful year. The continuously improving girls and boys golf teams, the strong season by the boys track team, the girls track team competing in the state true team event, the softball team strong finish, one game from the state tournament, and of course the baseball team state tournament appearance. Remember, for all of your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Welcome back, where Nick Harold has just hit one out of the ballpark. Nick Harold delivers a leadoff homer, and he is all smiles. 309 to right, and Nick got all of that one easily out of the park. A long home run by Nick Harold. And that makes it 3-0. And it turns the top of the order over to Lane Gertz, who has singled and lined out. Swing and a miss. Chased a big curveball. And it's 0-2. Boy, did Nick hammer that pitch. I think Scotty Bozer's out to retrieve that one for the old Nick Harold trophy case. That might be Nick's first home run. High fastball's knocked foul. Still 0-2. Key Sealing left the fastball up in the zone, and Nick just jumped all over it, and the right fielder, Watt, barely moved. There's a roller foul through the third base box. Still 0-2. Gertzen in a single to left, and then was thrown out trying to steal in the first. Hit a rocket out to the center fielder that was caught for an out in the third. Left a fastball high. One ball, two strikes. This is the 80th pitch. And Gertz, ground ball to Kragness. Shortstop gathers, throws, and Lane is out. It's the first out of the inning, and it brings up the pitcher, Matt Taugis. A flyout to left, a ground ball to second. He reached on a fielder's choice, and then Matt scored Pierce's first run when he and Johnny Casper executed a double steal. Johnny at first, Matt at third, and on the back end, Taugis is able to score. And the pitch is in at the knees for strike one. The leadoff home run by Nick Harold has extended the lead to 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And the 0-1 pitch. Inside, curveball that time from the right-hander, Keith Sealing. One ball, one strike. Matt Cummett on deck. Low, bounces in front of home, and the count goes to 2-1. Pierce will play tomorrow, 9 a.m. over in Le Sueur against Glenwood Lowry, which is Minnewaska area high school, I'm guessing. Ripped into right field, another elevated fastball that Taugis turns around. And Matt lining one into right for the fifth hit of the game for Pierce, and it brings up the catcher, Matt Cummett. Matt singled over the first base bag in the third. That moved Taugis to third. He's also grounded to second, so he's pulled the ball twice. One out, a run in, and one man on base now. Again, the catcher, Duclith, has thrown out a runner today. Taking a ball low and inside is Cummett. 1-0, 3-0 to score. Pierce up on Dilworth. They still haven't found the Harold home run ball out in the woods in right. They're looking, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball to second, to Rand, to Kragness, and to Doubles, and they turn two. 4-6-3, that ends the fifth inning, but a big fly home run to Nick Harold to lead off the inning. And it is now Piers 3, Dilworth nothing, heading to the top of the sixth here in Henderson, Minnesota. It is the Division II State Tournament on You Are There Sports.
Ever feel like you're stuck in an electronic world of banking? At Farmers & Merchants State Bank, we know that there will be times when what you want from your bank isn't on the internet or the automated phone line. That's why we offer a personal touch, real, knowledgeable people with the experience and the desire to help you. Whether you are looking for individual or business financial services, you can count on us. Farmers & Merchants State Bank, because friendly still counts. Sauk Rapids, Piers, and online at fmpiers.com. Member FDIC.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Activities Director David Rushlow. I want to congratulate our baseball players and coaches for making it to the state baseball tournament. We want to wish the team good luck at state as they continue their quest for a state title. I want to thank the parents, businesses, and the whole community for your support this entire year. It has definitely been a year we can all be very proud of. This would not have been possible without the whole community working together. Thanks again. We encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run for the state title. Go Pioneers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
Piers 3, Dilworth nothing. Blake Kragness, the shortstop, leading off the sixth, hits one towards right center and down for a hit in front of Nick Harold. Leadoff single for Blake Kragness. Hit number four for Dilworth. And it'll bring up the pitcher, Keith Sealing. He has grounded to second and hit to Daler, who turned it into a double play to end the third. No runs on four hits now with two errors for Dilworth. Piers with three runs, five hits, errorless defense. As Tauges, one strikeout, three walks, and he delivers low, ball one. 64 pitches now for Matt Tauges, the right-hander. Cleanup batter. Nick Harold leads off the bottom of the fifth with a home run to right to make it 3-0. Low, two balls, no strikes to Sealing. Looks like the ball for Nick has been retrieved. Two balls, no strikes. Tauges from the set. Kragness with the lead. Here's the pitch. Roped foul into the right field corner. And it's a 2-1 count to Keith Sealing. Two and one. So Tauges gives up a leadoff single to right. There's a pop foul. They had the hit and run on. Kragness was running, but the ball lifted out of play, third base side. And it's now 2-2 to Keith Sealing. On deck is the catcher, number five hitter, Zeb Dukleth. Top of the sixth, Piers 3, Dilworth nothing. State tournament opening round game. Fly ball to center, right at Colton Eichens. Couple of steps to his right, he looks up and makes a catch. Fly to center for the first out. Now it's the Dilworth catcher, Zeb Dukleth. Zeb Dukleth with a walk and a ground out to short. One on and one out now for Dilworth. As Tauges delivers, and it is at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Brett Kapsner playing up the middle, hoping for a ground ball that they can twist here. They've turned one double play today. That was in the third. They got out of a jam in the outside. Kummet's throw to the bag. Back in safely is Kragnes. It's a ball and a strike now to Duklath. Dilworth's best chance came back in the second when they loaded the bases with one out. As Tauges misses high, 2-1. But a big strikeout and a ground out ended that threat for Dilworth and kept the game scoreless. Piers would then score two in the bottom of the third and the Herald home run in the fifth, and we're at 3-0. Pop fouling out, 2-2. A double steal got Matt Tauges home, and then Aaron Weber singled home Johnny Casper to make it 2-0 after three. And then Nick Herald deposited a 1-0 fastball over the fence in right for a leadoff homer in the fifth. Tauges 2-2, fly ball to Eichens again, same spot. Colton waits, and catches. So after the single, a pair of flyouts to Colton Eichens, and there are two down. And it brings up the designated hitter, Brett Myers. He's got two of the four hits for Dilworth today. Single to left and a little flare into shallow center in the fourth. But you're at that point of the game now where through the meat of the order pretty much here as you start getting into the 6, 7, and 8 spots. And Dilworth with only one at-bat left. So a curveball across for a strike. You would think that maybe Tauges has seen, hopefully, the last of the real dangerous hitters for Dilworth. You don't want to take anything for granted, but they bat in the middle of the order for a reason. There's a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Again, these are seven-inning games played by high school league rules. Taylor Irwin, the center fielder, would hit next. Kragnes still at first. Here's the two-strike. He whistled that one high. Popped out of the mitt of Kummet. He does locate it behind the batter, and it's 1-2. Kragnes at first, he's been on base twice in three appearances, but he's never gotten past first. He was tagged out at second on the back end of a first to second double play. Chased a breaking ball. Kummet will have to throw to Teddy. He does, and it's a strikeout throw out to end the top of the sixth. Got him to chase after a breaking ball in the dirt. A leadoff single is stranded by Tauges. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Piers will look to add to a 3-0 lead. They've got Aaron Weber, Noah Bozer, and Brett Kapsner due up.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Piers 3, Dilworth nothing. We're going to the bottom of the sixth, and leading off will be Aaron Weber. He'll be followed by Noah Bozer and Brett Kapsner against right-hander Keith Sealing of Dilworth. And Weber takes one outside, ball one. Aaron in the ball game, 1-for-2 with a third inning RBI single over the second base bag. Hits one down the line to left. And that one is at the foul pole and foul. Didn't quite make it out of the ballpark either. It landed on the warning track for a long strike. It's 3-21 in Piers. That might be deep enough. I don't know if it was accurate enough as the ball continued to push to the left as it carried to the outfield right in front of the St. Charles team, which plays next here. They're out watching down in the left field corner. Weber grounds it to Kragnes near the bag. The shortstop up with it cleanly over to first to Doubles. And there's one gone in the bottom of the sixth. And now the left fielder, Noah Boser, bats with the bases empty and one out. Noah has grounded out to second base twice. If he can get a hold of one here. Noah Boser. We're in dad's number 23. Outside ball one. 3-0, Piers, one out in the bottom of the sixth. There's a rope into right, and Noah is aboard. He might have to hustle to first, and he is safe. Noah barely beat that out. It was a hard one-hop line drive, and Noah, gimpy on that ankle, barely had enough to get to the bag. Watt with a heads-up play. Now Preston Rushlow is going to run for him. Preston will run for Boser. So this is a pinch runner here in the sixth. A one-out single to right for Noah Boser, the sixth hit off ceiling. And Brett Kapsner has reached on an error and popped up to the pitcher, 0-2. So Preston Rushlow running now for Noah at first base. Short lead for Preston. And Brett Kapsner watches one sail high, ball one. Brett didn't play up in Park Rapids. He's back here and in the lineup now here at the state tournament. Colt Nations is ready, on deck. Ground ball to second. Teron booted that one. And Rushlow will be safe at second. Boy, he has been flawless in the field until that one. E4. That was a tailor-made double play ball, a sharp grounder. And Teron had to go right under the glove into shallow right, able to retrieve the ball, hold Rushlow to second. Kapsner's on base for the second time by way of error. And we'll see if Pierce can capitalize now. First and second, one out for the center fielder, Colt Nations. Third, Dilworth error. And Sealing drops a curveball across. Colton has walked and grounded out to shortstop. Come on, Scoop Rushlow, busy capturing a Pokemon as his son Preston leads. Thanks a lot, Dad. Here's the 0-1. In for a strike. 1-2. Or, nope, that's a ball. 1-1. Piers 3, Dilworth nothing. We're in the sixth. Here's the Sealing pitch. Hacked foul into the parking lot, 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Colt Nations. Boser with a single, then run for by Rushlow, and then Kapsner reaching on an error, allowing Rushlow to advance. Two strikes now to Colt Nations. He flips that one out of play down the line. Teddy Daler on deck, but he's going to be lifted for Lucas Oddie as a pinch hitter. Well, Piers would dearly love to add something here in the bottom of the sixth as the bottom third of the order is due up for Dilworth in their last potential at-bat in the seventh. One ball, two strikes to Colton Ishans. Holds the bat high about his hands up above the crown of the helmet almost, at waving the bat. Now he steadies. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Hit to left. I don't think he got all of it. It's carrying and caught in the deep left corner, and the runners have to hold. He just missed it. A fly out to deep left by Colton, caught in the corner by Joe Weatherly of Dilworth for out number two, and now Lucas Oddie will pinch hit for Teddy Daler. So Oddie batting for Daler here in the bottom of the sixth after Teddy goes 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Pierce scored two runs with two outs in the third. And Oddie awaits, and ground ball to first. Smothered there by Doubles. He waves off the pitcher, touches first, and we go to the seventh inning. Three outs from a tournament opening win. It's Pierce 3, Dilworth nothing. We go to the seventh. It'll be the bottom third for Dilworth. They need three to keep this game alive. Here in Henderson.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Perry Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is not a lifestyle. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you're a chiropractic candidate. Call them at 320-468-2221. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Top of the seventh, three outs, and the Piers Legion team can pick up a state tournament opening round win. They lead Dilworth 3-0. Leading off is center fielder Taylor Irwin against Matt Tauges. He went around, I believe. If they appeal, he did. It's a strike. Could not stop the swing in time. He has popped up to Daler at first and grounded out to Gertz at short. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball, sharply hit, but one hop to Lane to Daler, one out. Is Lucas in left? Oh, okay. Preston Rushlow stays in the game. He is at second. Brett Kapsner has gone to left. Teddy Daler re-enters the game at first. So right now, Bozer is out of the ball game after being lifted by Coach Pittman for a runner. And that's a smart move. You want to have your most able-bodied fielders out there now to get anything hit as the first pitch is high. Inside on the next pitch to Joe Weatherly. He has walked and grounded to short. One out in the seventh. Piers 3, Dilworth nothing. This is the eight man in the Dilworth order. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air to left center. Tracking. Eichen's back. Dives. What a catch! Oh, my goodness! Colton Eichen saves a double. Colton Eichen's a head first cap losing catch out in center. Spectacular play. And there are two outs. First baseman Matt Doubles. I hope there's a picture of that. First pitch is high for a ball. What a catch. You won't see a better catch at any level. A strikeout and a ground out for this guy, Doubles. First pitch was high. Next pitch is a little bit low, 2-0. The top of the order is on deck. But no room for error now for Dilworth. They're down to their final out. Here's the 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0. 85 pitches now for Tauges. He has struck out two, walked three. All three of his walks came within the first three innings. Comes inside, now he puts another man on. A four-pitch walk to keep the game alive for Dilworth. Top of the order, Cole Turan, their second baseman. Infield single to start the ball game. Since then, he's grounded to short and flown out to left. The potential tying run now on deck for Dilworth. They trail 3-0 to Piers. One more out for Piers. Here's the set and the pitch, and he leaves that one a little bit high. Tried to throw a curveball by him. One ball, no strikes. St. Charles plays Moose Lake in the next game here. There's ball two outside. Piers will play again tomorrow against Glenwood Lowry. They'll move over to Le Sueur for that game. It's a 9 a.m. start. Now high 3-0. That is seven straight out of the zone here for Matt. He walked Doubles on four. And he's behind Turan, 3-0. Here's the pitch. Ball four, and Dilworth will get the tying run to the plate with two outs. And it's the right fielder, Eric Watt. And Dylan Pittman wants to come out and visit. Searching for that 21st out. As the Piers infield will gather up on the mound. Piers two runs in the third. A double steal and an RBI single by Aaron Weber. And then Nick Carroll led off the fifth with a home run. Those are the three runs for Piers. Taujas has blanked Dilworth. Dilworth will look back if they aren't able to rally here at that second inning when they loaded the bases with one out and failed to score. So the conference on the hill is over. We're on the hill, Hilltop Field in Henderson. And the batter becomes Eric Watt, who has fouled out to the catcher on a bunt try in the first. And then his next two times up, he has flown out to left. 0 for 3 in the ballgame. There are two outs, one more to get for Taujas. Starts him inside with a fastball for ball one, and that is nine straight balls delivered by Taujas. Blake Kragness on deck. The 1-0 pitch to the left-handed hitting Watt. Rolled foul into the Dilworth dugout, and it's 1-1. No runs, four hits, and three Dilworth errors. Piers, three runs, six hits. They've played errorless defense. A one ball, one strike count to Eric Watt, the Dilworth right fielder, the last chance, but he's also the tying run. Taujas 1-1. Curveball grounded to Daler. Down on it. Touches first, and Piers shuts out Dilworth 3-0. Piers wins their state tournament opener on a shutout. We'll begin the wrap-up after this.
The Red Rooster in Genola wishes the Piers Pioneers baseball team the best of luck in the playoffs. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna days from 11:30 until everything's gone. It's all-you-can-eat bologna, buttered home-style bread, baked beans, and horseradish, all for just $6. On Saturday afternoons, it's the popular meat raffles beginning at 2 p.m. with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like the Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule. The Red Rooster in Genola congratulates the Piers Pioneers baseball team.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
You shouldn't have to travel from your hometown for rehab services. No matter where you had surgery, you have the right to choose the superior physical and occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, and cardiac rehabilitation services offered right here at St. Gabriel's Hospital and Little Falls Orthopedics. Their skilled teams of rehab specialists will help you get well again, no matter your condition. Imagine better health.
All for one, you. St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Welcome back, where Pierce picks up a big win in their tournament opener. They shut out Dilworth. That's big for a couple of reasons. One of the tiebreakers is runs allowed. And to get into pool play, least runs allowed is the second tiebreaker and pool record. So you get a win and you give up no runs. So Pierce, a very important first win here over Dilworth. For Pierce, they score three runs on six hits, no errors. They leave five on base. For Dilworth, they get shut out on four hits. They commit three errors, and they leave eight on base. Both pitchers go the distance. It's Matt Tauges recording the win. Matt, no runs on four hits. He ends up striking out two. He walks five and goes the distance. The best chance to score for Dilworth came in the second. They loaded the bases on two walks and a single with one out. But a strikeout and a ground out ended that threat. And after that, the only time that Dilworth had multiple runners on was in that seventh, when Tauges issued a pair of two-out walks but then got a ground ball out to Teddy Daler to end the ball game. Base hits for Pierce. They had six of them. Lane Gertz goes 1-for-3. Matt Tauges 1-for-3. Matt Kummet 1-for-3. Aaron Weber 1-for-3. Noah Boser 1-for-3. So each of the top five guys with singles. And then at the bottom of the order, the big hit of the day, the Nick Herald leadoff homer in the fifth. Those are your six hits for Pierce today off right-hander Keith Seeling of Dilworth, who allowed three runs, six hits, struck out two, and walked one. Pierce scores in the third after two shutout innings by each pitcher. It started when Nick Herald led off with an error to reach. Lane Gertz then lined one to center. Matt Tauges bounced one to second base, forcing out Nick Herald for the second out. And Matt was on at first. Then Matt Kummet came up and roped a single fair down the line in right. And that moved Matt Tauges to third with two outs. Johnny Casper came in to run for Matt Kummet, so they had first and third. And the Pierce Legion put a play on. They ran the old double steal. Johnny Casper headed for second. The Dilworth middle infield cut the throw off from catcher behind the mound, but they never could get a throw off as the ball juggled in the glove. And Matt Tauges able to score easily without a throw. And it became 1-0 with Casper then standing at second with two outs. And then on a 3-1 pitch, Aaron Weber lined a single to center, scoring Johnny Casper to make it 2-0. So a big two runs there in the third. And then it stayed that way until Nick Herald led off the fifth inning with a towering blast to right on a 1-0 pitch from Seeling. And that made it 3-0, and that was it for scoring as Pierce wins the tournament opener 3-0 over Dilworth. Pierce now has the rest of the day off. They will play again tomorrow morning in their second pool game. And it'll be at 9 o'clock over in Le Sueur. They'll face Glenwood Lowry, which is the Minnewaska area high school team. And then they will see where they fare in pool play. But this is a big one to get them into pool. You win and you allow no runs. Those are the top two tiebreakers to get into the four-team bracket. So after their 9 o'clock game tomorrow, if they do make it into the four-team bracket, the 2-versus-3 seed game is at 4:30 here, or over in Le Sueur. And then the 1-versus-4 seed game will be at 7 o'clock. So this is it for games in Henderson for Pierce. Everything else the rest of the way will be over in Le Sueur at Bruce Frank Field. This is it for me today. We've got Region 8 tournament coverage tomorrow, so we'll give you updates the rest of the weekend here as the Piers Legion team, making their first state tournament appearance in 21 years, opens with a 3-0 win over Dilworth. Behind a Matt Tauges complete game, a home run for Nick Harold, a brilliant catch in the outfield by Colt Nyshens, a double steal, and an RBI single by Weber. It all adds up to a 3-0 victory. Good luck to Rich Prairie Post 341. They take on Glenwood Lowry tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. in round two of pool play from the Division II American Legion State Baseball Tournament. I'm Rick Graham and saying enjoy the rest of your day. We will see you back in Piers tomorrow morning for Region 8C coverage all day long right here on You Are There Sports. Again, Piers 3, Dilworth nothing.